click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Let's talk ShopRite, the continent's largest food retailer. Over the last few years, it has dominated the continent in terms of its exposure and reach, but since then has scaled down to what will be 9 markets, I believe, that ShopRite operates in across the continent. A strong focus on the southern hemisphere, but they just recently announced that after 25 years, they will be exiting Malawi. To tell us more, we join on the line by Chris Gilmore, investment analyst, joining us tonight on the show. Skoko. It's been a while. Welcome back to the show. Well, in a moment, we'll get Chris Gilmore to unmute his mic. He is an investment analyst. Chris Gilmore, Skoko, welcome to the show. So exciting to have you back. And yeah, it seems like we have some gremlins in the system, but I'm glad that we can reach you nonetheless.
Yeah, Gugu, I'm here. I can hear you perfectly.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Chris. Chris, I've given, I guess, quite a synopsis around ShopRite and its aggressive strategy at one point to dominate the African continent, which it did, but now also looking to scale back significantly. But I guess the news about ShopRite exiting Malawi after 25 years, it's not a surprise. It really just speaks to their strategy. But just help us contextualize how different this is from a time when someone like Whitey Basson was at the helm of the business.
Absolutely. Look, when he went into Mozambique, I think it was over 25, 30 years ago, you had a very, very different landscape there together. There was nothing there. So it was easy to go in there and open up and open up new stores and offer the local population something they'd really never had before. So now there's a bit more competition, admittedly. But however, I think you gave a very good rundown. When you do this sort of thing, you invariably end up having huge costs. The costs of operating there are much higher than they are in South Africa because you don't have the huge population that you have in the big urban environment that you have here in the likes of Joburg, Cape Town, and places like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, you do open some of the mega cities in Nigeria, but that's a different thing altogether. In some of the other places in Africa, the populations are much, much more sparse, and the costs involved are really can be absolutely horrendous. The logistics of getting from A to B, and the bureaucracy that goes with getting stuff, produce into the stores can be really, really daunting. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's as Whitey Basson, the former CEO of ShopRite, famously said many years ago, Africa is not for sissies.
I do recall him being very bold with that statement, and it really is true just in terms of the reconfiguration of their strategy. Peter Engelbrecht, now the man at the helm, has made it very clear that they are looking to downscale. And I'm quite intrigued just to understand how this refreshed focus in their strategy, more on the SADC region, more on digital and e-commerce, driving sustainability. How do you view this when it comes to the investment potential of ShopRite as a stock?
Oh, yeah, look, I mean, they're leading the pack. If I go back 20 years ago now, when I used to talk to them, they had hardly anything. But they have come really on in leaps and bounds to the point now. They're way ahead of anybody else. Now, and I mean, anybody else. They're way ahead of Pick n Pay or Spar or Woolies or anybody. And Peter Engelbrecht particularly understands digital, I think, better than anybody else. I suspect if it wasn't for problems with the unions, we'd be far further down the road to self-checkout, for example. Wow. I mean, he showed us a little snippet in the presentation of the kind of things he'd like to put in, like Amazon Fresh of God in London, where you just come in there and you take the stuff off the shelves and you walk out and you get debited. And it's fantastic. But that's a long way off, if ever. So when it comes to digital, Peter Engelbrecht is so incredibly jacked up. He's, as I say, he's way ahead of the field.
You're quite right. I actually just reflected on my experience in the U.S. just last year, and Kmart, Costco, even Walmart, they all have these baskets. Those 10 items or less is literally a self-checkout market until where you scan and pay for everything and eventually out of the door as a consumer. What I am intrigued to also know, Chris, as you've been following the retail sector very closely, and it does seem as though the e-commerce space is one that's targeted for a big drive and big level of growth. But if we look at the overall number, it largely makes up 6%, maybe even less, of overall retail activity in a country like South Africa. But how do you see that shifting, especially given the significant amount of capital that's being invested in e-commerce?
Yeah, look, it's definitely going to take time. As you rightly say, it's slow. However, once people have started doing it, it takes that kind of leap of faith to do it once. Once you've done it once, then you start doing it more and more and more. And when people realize that shopping online, especially groceries, because that can be a real drug for people, when you get into the habit of doing it, and if you do it with something like ShopRite, for example, where they have this, I think it's 99 around a month, and you can do it as many times as you want, with 60-60 and stuff like that. That type of thing really comes on its own. I mean, the cost of fuel just getting to a store these days is becoming prohibitive. So, it actually makes economic sense to actually do this if you sit down and actually crunch the numbers. So, I think that from a basic fundamental point of view makes an awful lot of sense. But digital everywhere is the way it's going to go, and it's just streamlining the business, making it much more efficient wherever you look.
Got you. Is ShopRite still one that you put your money on? I guess I'm asking here if it's your stock pick in comparison to Woolies, Spar, Pick and Pay, Boxer.
Boxer I also like. I think Boxer is a fantastic company, but apart from Boxer, I mean, ShopRite is the one to be in. Boxer, you've got a bit of dilution problems for the next couple of years, but beyond that, that looks great. But ShopRite is still the best. I mean, it's wonderful.
Got you. Still the crown jewel, I can imagine. Well, Chris, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. I hope you come back home and pay us a visit soon, and visit some of the local retailers, and maybe you can give us a comparison about moment.
Will do.
Fantastic. Chris Skoko-Gilmore, investment analyst, joining us on the phone tonight. Thank you again for your flexibility there, Chris. Chris is a retail investment analyst and essentially helping us draw comparisons around ShopRite, its plans to exit a market like Malawi. Not a surprise, really part of their strategy, but I think is giving us a lot of insight as to where the growth of retail is coming from. I'd also be so intrigued to hear from African economists, developmental economists specifically, around how the divestment of big businesses who have led the charge, especially in South Africa, might be influencing the environment across some of these regions. And maybe I think about Kenya specifically. I remember Nakumat. Nakumat was a big retailer there that ran into financial problems. And at the time it was assumed, this is pre-COVID, 2017, 2018, if I'm not mistaken, it was actually assumed that we would see it actually expanding and buying up Nakumat's assets. But at the time, it just didn't make sense. There were also some competition concerns and constraints. Even when you think about a market like Angola, again, high inflationary pressures and very unequal, much like South Africa. The rich are super wealthy and the poor continue to struggle in a market like Angola. Yes, there is a middle class, but it's very definitive in terms of those who have wealth and those who do not. So again, trying to understand which particular customer segment do you speak to. So I'd be really intrigued to find out, if this actually just opens up an opportunity for more indigenous or local ownership to come about from the local regions and our neighboring countries, or if this does lead to a significant deficit of jobs that can be created, ancillary sectors that can be supported. So if you're in that space, if you travel the continent, or maybe if you just know a lot about the continent, share your thoughts and share your views, right? Because Africa is home to all of us fundamentally. And the kind of business outcomes, economic updates, all of teams at some point influence and have play an impact on our lives. Do keep sharing your voice notes with us. We're going to play a few as well that give us some perspective on the market dynamics. So more than happy for you to keep that coming through. 063-688-0959.
I have noticed that ever since Boxer took over from QualiSave, all Pick and Pay is QualiSave, the store is becoming cleaner. Like, I've never liked Boxer. I went to Boxer to mention few Boxer, Dobsonville. That store, it's so clean. Their things are so fresh. From the experience that I had before in the previous Boxer stores, I see a total difference of freshness, and also the Boxer in Sizwe Protea Glen shopping center. Also, that Boxer, it's so clean. It's clean, like, wow. So, yeah, I say big up to them, yeah, for taking over from Pick and Pay QualiSave. Yeah, they've improved.
I think it's pretty sad that ShopRite, you know what, is pulling back from African country and only concentrating on the southern countries. I mean, like, ShopRite was one of the companies, retail companies that we are very proud of as South African, especially in the African sphere. And also, just like Nando's, it's very sad. I want to know their reasoning, because, like, if in Nigeria, in Malawi, they went for being exclusive, just like Woolworths selling, you know, top brands and whatnot, I would have thought, Hore, that is a good business sense for them, but then for them to pull back, whereby I feel like there's not a lot of competition. There's no Woolworths in Nigeria, if I was to be corrected. Malawi as well, your Pick and Pays are not really there in the forte. Why pull back? It remains to be seen, but it's pretty much disappointing for me that we are losing such companies, such market share in Africa that is South African, and we are pulling back. Really sad.
You see what I told you last, with Epoxa is my friend now, because at first Epoxa was a bit dirty, but now since they partnered in Pick and Pay, the standard has improved. Every Epoxa that you walk in, it's so clean. Their things are fresh. That's why I said to you, me and Epoxa are now friends.
I share the same sentiments of cleanliness with Epoxa, but Mina, it's the new ShopRite stores. Like, there's one shop that opened, like AA2 Mall in Mufulo, Soweto. I do not know who manages that ShopRite, but that person must not leave that ShopRite anytime soon. Their ShopRite is the cleanest, okay? You pass by their butchery, it does not smell like meat. You can tell it's fresh, right? They are always stocked up on the stuff that, I love the specials, obviously, but the stuff on the floor, always efficient. The stuff on the tills, always efficient. Ama queues, ayaqhutshwa, you don't stand on a queue for too long. Whoever is managing that ShopRite, yes, emfulo lapha eyethu, must not leave.
Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.